You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is Halloween Is Not a Verb from the Fake Geek Girl series. If you're confused about who is who and who has done what, there are other stories in the series. I recommend you go back and listen to those first. I know this one is particularly confusing. I have many regrets, one of which is that I decided to do so many chapters in this story done in chat format, thinking I was terribly clever, only to realise it really is bad in audio. It's such a terrible idea. To try and help things along a little bit, this chapter is entirely done in chat speak. The names in each mirror chat are chosen by the person who creates the chat, which I know makes things more complicated. So I'm going to give you a little key up front. It's cheating, but, you know, if you're here, I feel that you figure you're invested at this point. I'll try and make it easier on you. Okay, so Hebe So Boring, that's easy enough. That one is Hebe. Rock Goddess, which when you read the ebook, all the S's will be spelled with dollar signs. That is, of course, Holly, her twin sister. Any name with a swear word in it in this chapter, it's going to be Sage. He has a few different ones. Everyone's very annoyed at him right now. Dodecahedron is Deck, our gamer, who is a non-magical person but is being helped to use Mirror Chat by his friend May, who goes by Maycakes. V is for Vixen later on. That's going to be Viola. And then to finish things up, we're going to have a mirror chat and people actually use their real names. Just, you know, to keep you on your toes. I apologise for everything. It'll all make sense when it's written down on actual paper, I promise. Also, while we're at it, this is a not safe for work chapter. Not to get your hopes up too much, it's largely because of language. Big shock. I don't know that anybody would actually be listening to this at work, but if you are, yeah, it's going to be a slightly heavier than usual language warning on this one. But I'm Australian, so like language warning doesn't quite, I don't know really what people count as bad language or not. Things are a little bit skewed for me. I'm just assuming this is one that you probably don't want your kids listening to in the car. Halloween Is Not a Verb, Part 9, Bonfire Real Talks. Hebe So Boring has created this mirror chat. Hebe So Boring, you have to help me. Rock Goddess, you actually identify as Hebe So Boring now? What have I done to you? How can I weaponize it against other people? Rock Goddess, also, using mirror chat at a family gathering instead of being all dutiful, and yes, I will admire this bonfire for 3 hours. I am so proud of you right now. Rock Goddess, is this about Sage going all big brother and weird on you? Because I will beat him with a butternut pumpkin if you need. Hebe So Boring, it's about Ferd. Hebe So Boring, but if you want to hit Sage with a butternut pumpkin, I would not be averse. Rock Goddess has created this mirror chat. Rock Goddess, Sage, stop being a fuckwit. Fuckwit Prime, Holly? Rock Goddess, you don't get to be weird and possessive with Hebe. It's weird, dude. Don't do it. Rock Goddess, you're better than this. Fuckwit Prime, I'm not being weird and possessive. Fuckwit Prime, Hebe's the one who's being weird around me. Rock Goddess, do I have to pull this broomstick over? Rock Goddess, OMG, how drunk is my mum right now? I think she's flirting with Jules. Look, don't look. Now look. Fuckwit Prime, she's squeezing his bicep. OMG. Rock Goddess, why is there no dance emoji for shame spiral? Fuckwit Prime, see, Ferd rescued him. Problem solved. Rock Goddess, now she's flirting with Ferd. OMG, this is everything. Is Hebe missing this? Best bonfire ever. Rock Goddess, anyway, back to the ish. Fuckwit Prime, I'm not talking to you about this. Rock Goddess, whatever. But when it's me shaming you for your behaviour? Fuckwit Prime, there was no behaviour. I barely reacted. Rock goddess. So why is Hebe so upset? Fuckwit Prime. Because I'm the worst. Rock goddess. There you go. Dodecahedron has created this mirror chat. Dodecahedron. Bro, not cool. Drummers do it like dickheads. It's not weird. I'm not being weird. You're being weird. Drummers do it like dickheads. I think I preferred it when Holly set my mirror chat ID to fuckwit Prime. Dodecahedron. Your wish is my command. Fuckwit Prime. I don't care that you and Hebe used to hook up. Maycakes. Whoa, turn it down, fam. Fuckwit Prime. May, why are you here? Maycakes. It's my mirror. Dodecahedron. You two broke up like 12 years ago. Fuckwit Prime. Nearly 3 years. Dodecahedron. Reality check is not helping you here. Fuckwit Prime. This isn't an ex-boyfriend thing. It's a friend thing and it's barely even a thing. Maycakes. Judgy eyebrows. Dance emoji. Fuckwit Prime. WTF. Did you custom make that one? Maycakes. Judgy eyebrows. Dance emoji. With pride flag. Dodecahedron has created this mirror chat. Dodecahedron. Babe. V is for Vixen. I'm not having mirror sex with you on May's mirror. Get your own. Dodecahedron. Wait, that's a thing? V is for Vixen. Name one piece of human tech that can't be used for sex. Dodecahedron. We are so getting back to this later. Maycakes. I can sort you with the right gear. Dodecahedron. Privacy settings also. Maycakes. Well, if you insist. Dodecahedron. So, Viola, you don't care that I used to hook up with Hebe like a year ago, do you? We never did the list of exes thing. V is for Vixen. Which one is Hebe again? Dodecahedron. That's what I thought. V is for Vixen. Did you want to do the list of exes thing? I can, but I have to check with my lawyer first because of non-disclosure agreements. Dodecahedron. Wait, what? V is for Vixen. Some of them are celebrities. Dodecahedron. I regret everything about this conversation. Maycakes. Okay, he's gone, Vi. Tell me everything. Rock Goddess has created this mirror chat. Rock Goddess. Wait! We forgot to talk about the third thing. Hebe so boring. That was 4 drinks and 3 hours and like half a bonfire ago. I'm not listening to your relationship advice right now. Rock Goddess. I'm practically sober. Hebe so boring. I just saw you drink vodka out of a hollowed out butternut pumpkin. Rock Goddess. To be fair, half of that was marshmallows. Rock Goddess. I can't talk to you about relationship stuff when you're sober. You get all uptight and closed off. Hebe so boring. I've had 2 ciders. I'm not the drunk one here. Hebe so boring. I think Ferd is going to break up with me. Hebe so boring. Holly, where did you go? Sage McLaren has created this mirror chat. Sage McLaren. Want to get out of here and blow off some steam? Jules Nightshade. I'm not blowing anything in a house with this many nosy mothers in it. Sage McLaren. I didn't mean that. Cool sunglasses, dance emoji. There's no coffee at the Hallow House. If I don't siphon off some magic soon, things are going to get explosive. Jules Nightshade. So? Sage McLaren. So, I had an idea for our project. Jules Nightshade. Did you invite me to this party to do homework with you? Sage McLaren. No, you wanker. My friends invited you to this party because they're weirdly attached to you and they think I like you, like this is a high school dance party and you want to hold my hand. Jules Nightshade. Spellcasting drunk is a terrible idea. Sage McLaren. I'm not drunk, you're drunk. Jules Nightshade. Of course, I'm drunk. I'm in the middle of nowhere town, Hicksville, and the glasses keep filling up with cider. Sage McLaren, yeah, they do that. Jules Nightshade. I ate a cookie with, I think, more booze in it than my mother's festive punch bowl. And then I ate more cookies. Sage McLaren. Bro. Sage McLaren. Mate. Sage McLaren. Dude. Sage McLaren. Let's do magic. Jules Nightshade. Fine, but I'm keeping my pants on. Sage McLaren. Pants dance emoji. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. And in fact, with this particular story, the ebook is probably going to be coming out sooner rather than later, because I still want the general sale one to be up by Halloween. So yeah, Patreon people, expect it very, very soon. Almost as soon as I finish it. It's not finished yet. Now, I have a special offer on right now on Patreon, where $3 supporters get an exclusive Never To Be Heard Again Witchy Reads podcast episode just in time for Halloween. But you have to sign up for my Patreon by September the 30th, which is less than a week from now. This is 2018, people. So if you want the special offer, get in now. Otherwise, either way, I will see you next week. Bye.